Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number deuce here. The firm of Harrison Morang. You missed it in the first hour. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app. We're over on the YouTubes as well, youtube.com/1051thefan. You can check out previous shows if you missed them. The boys were back on primetime last night. If you missed that, you can check that out on YouTube or the Odyssey app. If you missed the mail sack this morning and on Dirt and Sprague, you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. We'll talk some Army-Navy this hour, along with web gems, Army-Navy-themed web gems as well. As we gear up for that, a couple sleeping giants in a conference that could awaken for different reasons, or maybe the same reason. But let's get into this. The Heisman Trophy finalists were announced. In no surprise, there is Fernando Mendoza. We are obviously on this show very happy for Diego Pavia. Jeremiah Love, do you think Jeremiah Love will sit out the Heisman ceremony because they didn't get into the playoff? And Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain.
Well, they went 1-for-4.
You think so? You don't like Pavia in the Final Four? He's a great story.
He's a great story. So threw for 3,158 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks. I'm sorry, that's the other guy here. My bad. 3,192 yards, 27 touchdowns, 8 picks, 826 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns. So 36 touchdowns.
Almost 1,000 on the ground.
Yeah, not bad. All told, he just broke 4,000 yards, mm-hmm. had 36 touchdowns total, 8 interceptions. Okay. The guy I would have put in over him. Threw for 40 less yards, ran for 200 more, and had more touchdowns less picks.
I'm going to go with the kid at South Florida.
Indeed, Byron Brown. But to me, Byron Brown has been one of the most impressive players in college football. For me, the Heisman is who is the best player in college football. Julian Sain is not the best player in college football. Diego Pavia is not the best player in college
Julian
football.
Julian Sain's not even the best player on his team.
He's like the fourth or fifth best player on his team. Like, it's the most outstanding player in college football. If you're asking me that list, Fernando Mendoza, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm in on Fernando Mendoza. There's more, what is it? There's more winner there than stats.
To an extent, yes.
You know what I mean? He's what we were talking about with Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. He's got it.
Yes, and he has had moments all season long.
So you'll take Fernando Mendoza.
I would take Byron Brown.
Byron Brown.
At USF.
You will take Haynes King.
Haynes King at Georgia Tech. Jacob Rodriguez at Texas Tech.
Dude, and I think the winner of the Heisman Trophy, I don't know if I just didn't watch enough, and we're actually going to talk about them here in a moment. Watching the Big 12 title game, dude, Jacob Rodriguez might be the best player in college football.
You can make an argument for
him. And that includes the Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smiths of the world, who didn't have incredibly flashy stat line years, but we know Jeremiah Smith and Mekhi Lemon are the two best wide receivers in college football right now. We know that. I don't care what their stats say. Jacob Rodriguez is absolutely nasty. And the idea of sending a Notre Dame running back who is good, he's great, he projects really well at the next level. I don't see it there. I kind of like Pavia because sometimes what's made the Heisman so great in the past is the story. It's not always the play. Sometimes it's the story. I mean, you could argue Fernando Mendoza is all story. And when he does win it, which he will.
His production was very good.
He
completed
was very
almost
good.
72% of his passes. And that team, now, I don't want to take away from their defense because their defense might be the best team
nasty.
In the country. But he does not, he's got Elijah Surratt. That's not Jeremiah Smith.
But when I talk about story, find me a bigger story in college football in the last 20 years.
Than Indiana being the best team in the country.
Correct. So the Heisman does love a story.
Yeah, they do.
And I will look back on this year with Fernando Mendoza when he is announced as the Heisman, and he will be. I will look back on this, and that's what will come to my head. However this finishes out in the playoff, my head will live in a world, man, 2025, that's the Indiana year. Remember that? And that will make me feel better about, to be honest with you, is a really lackluster Heisman class. Like, I said this a couple weeks ago about Jaden Daniels being like the most meh Heisman Trophy winner I've seen in a while, and I got hit with somebody on the text line telling me his stats from that year. And they were correct. His stats were amazing. But there was, like, nothing that year, whether it be LSU or him specifically, where we were like, yeah, I love that guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I was wrong because I didn't think he'd project to the NFL very well because I really didn't like him at Arizona State, and I was wrong about that. And I don't love Mendoza in the NFL either, but I hope to be wrong because the kid's fun. You want to play the audio?
Do it.
I've heard it like six times, and I'll hear it again. This is a hopeful preview of what we could get when he wins the Heisman Trophy. This is Fernando Mendoza at the end of the Big Ten Championship speaking on the mic directly into the camera.
We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
And what an incredible, Charlie's been, but he's been every single day in summer. We were always thrilled before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate, couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out, and well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
I love it.
That makes me feel better about the Heisman.
I love it.
I heard it on primetime. I heard it on Dirt and Sprague yesterday. We had it in our notes to do it today, so it just waited a day. That makes me feel better about the Heisman. I want a kid like that. Although I feel like he has seen the final, the touchdown that he threw in the Penn State game, listening to Gus Johnson a little too much, because he sounds like, oh my God, he caught the ball!
That's a guy that loves ball and loves his teammates, man.
He really does. He really does. And good on him. And I hope this story finishes out, you know, finishes out with him winning a natty, because that would be the story. Because, look, the best quarterback in college football this year, dude, if you just look statistically, none of these dudes are in the top 10, are they?
No.
It's like Darian Mensah and the kid at North Texas who threw for a billion yards.
Mastermaker, yeah.
Yeah, so like those metrics don't play in anymore. Now, you give me some jive, you give me some personality, you give me some action. You know, I don't care if he's kind of corny and says flipping instead of the F word. I would drop F-bombs on national TV like no one's business if I was in his position. So he can be a little kind of goobery, whatever, but that's part of the story. And the Heisman Trophy is something that should be special and fun. Like when I think of Reggie Bush winning a Heisman Trophy, I think of that assistant coach on the sideline waving him when he stops on a dime against Fresno State. You know, I think about that. I think of Desmond Howard in the end zone Keith Jackson goes, hello, Heisman. You know, like, you know,
and that throw that Mendoza made in the 2 minute drill
won the game.
That was just inch perfect. And it was fun. It was like, finally, we got one moment. I just want to highlight a couple things on some of the other guys. Haynes King threw for 2,700 yards, ran for 922, had
1,000 yards right there.
27 total touchdowns. His numbers aren't as prolific, but you take him out of Georgia Tech.
They're nothing.
They're nothing.
That's the bowl game that everybody's going to watch now. That's not a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Since Notre Dame took the trucks and went home, we're going to watch Georgia Tech, BYU, and I'm going to love every second of it.
You kidding me? Two quarterbacks that hit it.
Where is it?
Hit it.
Where are we?
He got bad intentions.
Hell both yeah. Give me Bachmeyer and Haynes King. Hell
They're
yeah.
They're going to run over your linebackers. On another note here with Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 14th in the nation in tackles. Is it 14th? He's 114, right? Yeah, 14th in the nation in tackles, 16th in the country in interceptions, number one in forced fumbles. That is a dude.
That's a hawk.
That is a dude.
Yep, that is a ball hawk if I've ever seen one.
The other thing about this is they have the best linebacker room in the country.
They really do.
All three of their linebackers, plus the fourth guy that they bring in there, are NFL dudes.
And if you look at...
And yet he's still putting up those numbers.
And if you look at this projection, assuming Oregon beats James Madison... Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't believe it's 11-14 and I just said Oregon for the first time.
Wow.
And Oregon beats James Madison, which we all project, that's going to be the question. That'll be what we talk to Tyson Alger about. That's what everybody's going to talk about. Can mm-hmm. Oregon's offense do something against that linebacking core?
Mm-hmm.
Because they get the ball out of you.
They don't let you.
They hit Bachmeyer and made him fumble, and they picked him off.
You know what Tech reminds me of?
Hmm.
It's another team in Texas.
Hmm.
The Texans.
They do. They got some flash
to
them.
Angry.
And they got some arrogance, some mm-hmm. Fun arrogance. You know what? Let's get into that right now. Is Texas Tech and this other team with new information that came out this morning, could there be two new sleeping giants in the Big 12? Look, you lost Texas and Oklahoma. But money can do crazy things. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.